Welcome to Fishers of Men Gospel Moments. This is Pastor Terry Collins, President and Founder of Discipleship Ministries, hosting these thoughts for today. I live in the mountains of southwestern Pennsylvania, and I can tell you that it gets pretty cold and snowy during the winter months. Actually, I find myself looking forward to the upcoming spring season that will lead us into summer. Is there something you are waiting for? Perhaps it's not the summer months ahead, but an anniversary, graduation, or maybe an upcoming wedding. Perhaps someone is waiting for a court hearing, hoping the outcome keeps them out of jail. You find yourself wishing you had a second chance. You know, you would do things different this time. The problem is that you can't turn back the clock and your day of reckoning is fast approaching. When you think of it, we all need a second chance with God, don't we? To make things right, because there will be a day of reckoning for all of us. Here's a thought. How would the Lord address you today, or His church for that matter? Would this be a celebration or something like a court hearing? Would the loving arms of Jesus be extended to you in the church, or would we find ourselves being separated from His holy presence, found guilty, damned to eternal death because of our sin? I believe we can gain some very valuable wisdom from the book of Joel, chapter 2, concerning this matter. God is having His prophet sound an alarm for the people of God to hear. It's the kind of message that will make people tremble. He tells them that the day of the Lord is coming. In fact, it's at hand. The message from the prophet is one of urgency, stating that the people should return to God with all of their heart, with fasting, weeping, and mourning. Why would God want His people to fast, weep, and mourn? According to verse 11, the day God is talking about will be terrible. In fact, the people will not be able to stand it. Remember, the reason for this is because the Hebrews have turned away from God and the Lord wants them back. They are told to remember that He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and He relents from doing harm. The prophet also tells God's people that He will be zealous for them and will have pity on them if they come back to the lifestyle that God established. You see, they are in the middle of a famine. The nation experienced the plague that left them starving to death. God went on to tell them that He would protect them if they repented. Do we need to repent? Is God sounding an alarm again? Would the Lord be crying out for us to check our lifestyles to see if they are godly? Are we honoring God by the way we live, or have we separated ourselves from Jesus by seeking the ways of the world? Have we forgotten our priorities, which should be God first? Would God consider the way we live an example to others? God will grant us a second chance to make things right. Remember, God loved the world so much that He gave of Himself, Jesus, to pay the price for our sins so that we could experience His blessings, grace, and mercy eternally. Ask Him into your life today. Seek His forgiving ways. His desire is for all humanity to know Him. Amen.